8:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, 1/3 of the show, not in studio.
Lazy ass been out for a while.
Ed Norris. What's up, Ed?
What's going on, man?
It's funny. This is perfect timing because Kramer just walked in. His name is Kramer, right?
Yeah.
Kramer just walked in and said, how's your boy? I said, you know, he's alive. So how are you, dude? You know, inquiring minds want to know. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I mean, the symptoms I had before I had the surgery are gone. I'm just in a lot of pain today. They basically, you know, they cut open my back muscles, you know, put stuff in my spine. So I'm in a little bit of pain, but I'm really happy I did it.
And so it's like Mike Tyson. Spinal. I broke my back. What did you do? Spinal.
Right.
So before we get into anything sports related, what have you been? You just been watching a lot of TV shows. You doing the old man thing and watching all these old documentaries and the History Channel, because that's pretty much what I do now.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Last night I watched the 30 for 30 on the 85 Bears. So to give you an example of what I'm doing. Yeah, kind of.
But you're ready for football season, though.
I can't wait, man. You wait all year for this.
So, you know, I'm sure Joe gave you your sheet, so let's go to AFC. Give us the divisional winners.
Oh, yeah, my sheet's over there. Yeah, I mean, I have the Ravens winning the North.
Uh-huh.
I got, let me see here. I put it down. Yeah, the Ravens winning the North. I have the Titans. No, excuse me. Incorrect. The Texans winning the South.
There you go.
The Jets winning the East and the Chiefs winning the West.
Jets winning
who
the East.
Who wins the AFC? Who represents the AFC in the Super Bowl?
The Ravens.
All right, NFC, give us the divisional winners.
I got the Eagles, the Lions, the Falcons, and the 49ers.
Who represents the NFC?
The Lions.
Of course.
We have the same Super Bowl.
And who wins it all?
Really?
Yeah.
I got the Ravens winning it all this year.
I got the Lions winning it, but that's just because I didn't want to sound like a total homer. But, yeah, it is interesting. So, like, talking about tonight's game, we've kind of gotten into every aspect. I've already said that I think I could see anything happening tonight. What do you think we get out of tonight's game? Do we see a ton of Derrick Henry? Do you think he goes off? Is it more of Pat Mahomes doing Pat Mahomes-like things? What are your thoughts?
I think you're going to see Pat Mahomes because you see Pat Mahomes doing Mahomes-like things every time he's on the field. So you're going to get that. But I think you see a ton of Derrick Henry. I really think the Ravens want this game more than – I mean, they always want to win, but I think this really has got to be a whole lot of meaning after losing the championship game the way they did. You shut the Chiefs out in the second half. You don't run the ball at all. You go away from your game plan. You're a much better team, and you still lose the game. Look, if we're talking about it and we're pissed off, imagine what the coaching staff and the players feel like.
And I'm with you here with Ed Norris joining us from home. Ed, I'm with you. I think the Ravens want to win this game, but to me it's not enough. Wanting to win is not enough. Joe asked us earlier, should we feel lucky to have this game early in the season? I thought we are unlucky to have this game early in the season because there's so many new nuances for the Baltimore Ravens. New defensive coordinator, certain players in different roles. Offensive line is not at its best right now. I don't think there's any way the Ravens could win this game today, tonight. I'm going Chiefs 24-17. I don't think there's any way at all the Ravens could win this game tonight.
Yeah, I think they can. I really do. And actually, and it looks like Vegas feels they can too, because I just looked and the Chiefs were a 3-point favorite at home, which means to pick them if this is the latest line. So I think there's a lot of people believe in the Ravens. I just think, you know, I think a lot of people just get the prisons of history with the Chiefs, where they've been so impressive for so long. I mean, in the AFC Championship every year, they've gone to multiple Super Bowls and won them. But I just think the Ravens had a better team last year, and I think they have a better team this year.
Ed, how dare you pick the Jets to win the AFC East? Because I actually picked the Jets to win the AFC East, and I feel so weird about
really?
It. That team, yeah, they're so talented. It's just a matter of what happens with Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of intriguing teams that people aren't really focused in on. I've already mentioned the teams in the AFC South, like the Colts and Jags. I think the Rams are interesting this year. I think the Packers are going to be really good, even though people are talking about them. But the Jets are that one team that there's just so much talent there, and I think Breece Hall leads the league in rushing this year. I know you're a Jets fan. Is there guarded optimism there?
Always. 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 I mean, I can see anything happening to that team. But the fact is, I try to be very objective. I looked at it. Their roster was loaded. They've got a great defense. They always do. They're top five last year. If Aaron Rodgers is healthy, they got a ton of offensive weapons. So, I mean, why not? I mean, why not the Jets this year if Rodgers is just 80% of himself?
Two things I'm never going to do until it actually happens. Pick the Jets to win a division and pick the Lions to go to the Super Bowl. until they happen, I'm never, ever making those predictions.
Hey, you got to feel – I feel better about myself because I didn't pick the Chargers to go to the postseason this year. So I think I'm healing.
Well, see, wow. We didn't know that because we didn't ask your wild card teams. We just had them penciled in anyway.
I put it in ink.
Yeah. Like, Ed, by the way, it would be the funniest thing on Monday night if Aaron Rodgers is jogging out and he does – you remember when Justin Jefferson did the fake injury after he came back from his hamstring and then did the gritty? If he does the fake grab at his Achilles and then go, I'm okay, and just keep jogging.
I wouldn't do that.
He'd probably take three more steps and it would blow out again.
That's exactly what I mean.
Real quick, when we're looking at the league this year, any teams that you're really interested in watching? Like, I know you like the Lions, you like Dan Campbell. Any other teams you think could surprise?
Yeah, I mean, I think surprise, I guess, is a tough one to me because a lot of people are talking about the teams I'm looking at. I think the Packers are going to be good, but I still see the Lions win the division. I think the Falcons win their division, and it was tough for me to get away from the Buccaneers. I think the big surprise could be the Chargers this year, but I'm not really going to believe it until I see them on the field. I think that, the coaching makes a big difference. They're picking up a lot of the Ravens staff and players. So I think the Chargers could surprise a lot of people. They're still the Chiefs division. The Jets, I think, would be a surprise, but people are picking the Jets. Some people are picking the Jets to go to the Super Bowl if Rodgers is healthy. So I don't know how much of a surprise they're going to be this year. For me, the big surprise would be the Lions because they were nowhere 3 years ago, and now they came a hair from winning the NFC Championship last year. They probably should have.
There he is, Ed Norris. Ed, thanks a lot, my friend. Get plenty of rest, and I hope to have you back real soon.
Yeah, me too. This sucks.
I hope you feel better, man.
Thanks, man.
All right. It's Ed Norris, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I dropped my sheet, man.
Holy, you dropped it? Anyway, you want to get that? You all right over there? Look, your back's better than mine, so you're picking it up, not me.
No, I wouldn't ask you to bend over. Not at all. You might not get back up. Melissa Kim joins us at 8:30. But on the other side, we're doing... That was a classic one right there.
That's the most obnoxious
that was
one yet.
Mixture of your normal one and Johnny. Here's Johnny.
Messed up, man.
Okay, Joe.
But on the other side, Ravens Chiefs over under up next on the Fan. 8:16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. This is the one thing that I look forward to, Joe, more than anything on the National Football League season.
Me too, because
the over-unders.
These questions are always easy. I don't know that I got one wrong last year. I think Joe, for all that Joe does well, I mean, these questions are probably the easiest things that you could figure out. I mean, so I'm already set. I'm ready to roll.
Hey, what?
Huh? What?
You know what? Nothing.
Joe, I wouldn't take that, man.
Nope.
If you want to come over here and smack him upside the head, I'll turn my back.
Nope. His ears would get in the way.
You're right.
Easy.
And he would hear you coming.
He hears me thinking about it.
All right, let's go over under. Ravens running back over 16.5 carries. Jeremy Kahn.
Over. If they don't, they're stupid. Over.
What does John Harbaugh do after he's criticized?
Make excuses?
No. The next game.
He usually bounces back.
He normally does exactly what you criticize him for.
Yeah.
Does the opposite. Okay. Didn't carry the ball enough? Let's do it. He'll carry the ball.
And plus, you got Derrick Henry that you want to showcase this guy. I don't care if you see 12-man boxes and nobody's guarding you. Hand him the damn ball. Obviously, I'm kidding. Throw the ball to the wide-open guy on the outside. Let him run it in. But, like, even if you're seeing boxes stuff the way that you don't expect to see, like, oh, my God, they're over-pursuing this. Don't get away from the run. It's fool's gold. You know how you remember the, what was it, the Mad Max when Tom Hardy's like, that's bait. That's what that is. They're baiting you into doing it, and you keep falling for the trap. It's like, I know tonight Andy Reid scripts out his first 25 plays. There's going to be about seven screens in that MF-er. And if you're not ready for it, they're going to kill you death by a thousand paper cuts like they did on the first drive in the AFC Championship.
So we're both going under. Derrick Henry, 64 and a half yards rushing. I'm going over.
I'm going over, too. I think he gets 15 to 20. Well, if he gets 15 carries, I'm going to be upset. I think he should get close to 20 tonight. And then you start to dial it down throughout the season. But this is your night against the team.
I agree.
You throw everything you can at him. So I'm going over.
Lamar Jackson, 249 and a half total yards, Jeremy Kahn.
I'm going over. I mean, when you say total yards, you're going to add in rushing. I have to like this. The more and more I'm looking at the game, I think I'm betting the over. I kept saying I think I'm betting the Ravens. I think this is the toughest game on the board. But I do think we see, at worst, these teams moving up and down the field. Whether it amounts to field goals or sevens, that's going to be the difference in what the total is tonight. But I think Lamar's definitely going to have a bunch of yards.
250 yards, a total offense for Lamar. It's a no-brainer. If he has 200 yards passing, he's getting 50 yards rushing.
Yeah.
So I think that's a no-brainer. If he has under that.
Are you saying Joe gave us an easy question?
No, I think that's probably the standard, but that's one of those questions that makes you think. Ravens defense, 2.5 sacks. I'm going under.
Yeah, I don't like being the guy. I know what you said about the Jets and the Lions. Like, I'll believe it. Like, trust me, when I see it, then I'll realize it's happening. But I ain't going to pick it before it happens. I don't know what to think about this pass rush. You did not replace Jadeveon Clowney. You're telling me always going to take a huge step forward. I think they'll be fine. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not going to predict them to get 2.5 sacks or like at least 3 sacks tonight.
Patrick Mahomes, the second. 2.5 passing touchdowns. Passing touchdowns, Jeremy.
I'm going under. He's very capable of getting 3 passing touchdowns. But you give me this in most games, I still think some are going to get run in. You're going to have some field goals here. There's all different types of things that can happen. Ultimately, I think he probably throws for 2 touchdowns today or tonight. So I'm going under.
I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to score 3 touchdowns. I'm going under on this one.
Yep.
Travis Kelce, 7.5 receptions. I'm going under.
I'm going under as well, and if you look at some of the rumors that are online about he and Taylor Swift having a breakup contract, have you seen any of this stuff? It's all stupid.
She can't sing about him if they break up.
That's one less reception if they don't get married, so I'm going to go under the 7.5, Rob. But, like, that's a lot to ask for him, and I honestly, like, I think Travis Kelce is still the best tight end in football. But at some point, some of this starts to get dialed back a little bit. It's not going to be necessarily week one. But if Kyle Hamilton's going to be lined up on him, I'm going to take my chances and think that he has a good game, but it's not 8 receptions good.
I feel like Billy Napier right now. Did you see him in the post-game press conference?
Trying to open up that water bottle?
Yeah, I feel like I can't open up this Gatorade, Gator Light bottle right now.
He should have given it to the Miami defense because they opened up plenty of holes over there to get to the quarterback.
Give me a final score, Jeremy.
I'm going to say final score 31 Ravens, 27 Chiefs.
I'm going final score 24 Chiefs, 17 Ravens.
So, yeah, I always like to tell people when I feel confident about a game. I don't feel confident about tonight and what's going to happen. I am going to play the over the more and more I think about it. I don't feel great about it, but from the correlation and some of the prop plays I'm going to play tonight, that's where it's going to lead me.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We were talking a little bit earlier about Paul Pierce. And I'm going to get him because he's been waiting patiently for about 40 minutes. Dan in Connecticut. What's up, Dan?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good. Hey, I used to work at Maryland Live. Paul Pierce, when he played for the Wizards, was there a lot. So we should know Baltimore. I work part-time in the valet area, and I'll tell you guys a quick story. He used to pull in with his Rolls Royce, and we used to put him up front. And the manager wasn't paying attention. When he was coming out, there was a guy laying on his hood, taking selfies on his Rolls Royce.
Oh, my.
And Paul Pierce is yelling at the guy, yelling at the manager. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So for him not to know Baltimore when he was there probably 2-3 nights a week just seems crazy to me.
But I also think...
And live?
Yeah.
It's not Baltimore.
I mean, it's Hanover.
I know, but that's if you're not from... It's from this area. You don't relate it to Ball. You relate it to Hanover. You put it in the GPS. He's coming from where he is. He never touched Baltimore. He's coming from D.C. to Hanover. I'm just saying, for us, that's Baltimore. For him.
You have a Rolls Royce. You're going to drive it down in Baltimore?
That's Hanover. I mean, so I don't. That's, That's not Baltimore.
Look, the other thing that I think with these athletes that are now going on podcasts, especially the ones on Fox Sports, I mean, they do it on ESPN too, don't get me wrong, but I feel like they're, I don't want to say controlled, but they're very careful of some of the things that they say. Fox Sports just doesn't care. Like, go out, give me a hot take, we'll put it out in a viral video, everybody will watch it, and it's clickbait, people will respond to it, we get all those views and those ratings that come in. It's intelligent for what people are looking for, all this negative stuff, but what Paul Pierce said holds no merit according to facts. All those facts, when you want to talk about you can't be the face of the league in Baltimore, that's dumb. Somebody's the face of the league in Kansas City now. You know, if you look in every sport, we can sit here and find a face of the league in a smaller market.
Bobby Witt Jr., Kansas City.
I mean, do we need to actually do this? Yeah. Because it's ridiculous.
It is. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, we're talking some Ravens with our homie. That's right. Melissa Kim.
Okay.
Joins us up next on The Fan. I don't know why these dudes be kissing up to her, playing these songs for her. We don't ever play these songs any other time. Turn it us right now. Melissa Kim. What's going on, Melissa?
Good morning. Happy game day, guys. Football's back. Who's excited?
Oh, my God, you are. Yeah. You're excited. Settle down.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, you guys. Seriously.
Let us get a word in, Jim Palmer.
What?
Nothing.
No. Melissa, don't let him do that.
Listen. Okay. No, there
we go. There we go.
Okay, let's go.
All right, Melissa, the kickoff to the NFL season happens tonight. Kansas City Ravens in Kansas City. Joe asked us a question early that I wanted to ask you, okay?
Okay.
Game number one on the road. Should we feel lucky as Ravens fans that this game happened early, or would you feel better that this game happened later on in the season when the Ravens got a little momentum?
That's a great question, actually, because I think that coming out of the gate swinging with a game like this, I think I would prefer it this way because it's such a good litmus test of where you stand and of where, you know, to kind of troubleshoot anything that you want to fix and really improve upon after this. I think this is a good test right from the beginning. I mean, I'm kind of more of like a go big or go home kind of person. So I think that to start the season off like this for the Ravens, yeah, I think it's a great test for them.
What are you expecting from Derrick Henry tonight? Because I think that's the guy most people are excited to see.
Oh, yeah. I'm super pumped for it, too. I mean, Lamar and Coach Harbaugh talked about it, you know, all week. I mean, Lamar actually, he's like, I think you guys are more excited to see Derrick Henry than for us to see Derrick Henry. Might be the truth, actually. But I'm super pumped to see Derrick Henry. I'm hoping that we've learned our lessons from the last time we played the Chiefs, the Ravens played the Chiefs, and that they run the ball quite a bit, especially now with Derrick Henry on the team. Todd Monken, he was asked, you know, this past week whether it's hard not to overthink that, you know, going into this, like, oh, you kind of like, and it's like, no, like, you know, he, obviously Todd Monken is very straightforward, and he said, no, he's not overthinking anything. We're going with a game plan. But I'm not going to lie. We better see that ball being run a lot more than we did in the AFC Championship game.
Melissa Kim joining us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Melissa, one of my biggest questions is on defense and the pass rush. I don't know whether the Ravens can consistently get to the quarterback.
Listen, I know losing Jadeveon Clowney was huge for this team. He was such an anchor on that pass rush and such a good veteran presence for some of those younger guys like Odafe Owe, who I think now, I talked to him one-on-one in the locker room this past week, and I think he is ready. You know, he told me he's ready. He said he feels good. He feels healthy. And I think that he's ready to step into this, hopefully, a bit of a major role, you know, coming into, what is it, year four for him. And I think that that's going to be really important. And then David Ojabo, who, you know, we have seen glimmers of hope from in the last couple of seasons, but obviously been sidelined by injury. I'm hoping that we see big things from them, too, because when David Ojabo first came into the league after his first season, so when he was actually going to play last year, he and Odafe, and they still are super close, you know, and Odafe would tell me that they would bounce ideas off of each other. He would always watch film of Ojabo and be like, hey, like, how'd you do this move? Like, I want to know how to do this. So they would really just work together really well. And I'm hoping that that kind of chemistry will really pay off for them on the field this season, especially because Ojabo's healthy.
There's a lot of people in the football industry that expect Rashad Bateman to take a huge step forward this year. We've heard it a couple of times, but the talent is clearly there. I sent the thing out to the guys in our group chat that Rashad Bateman was third in the league last year in separation for wide receivers. And to show you that he was open, he just wasn't getting hit enough. What do you expect from him this year?
Yeah, I'm expecting a big year for Bateman, and I think that he is too, especially, again, because of all the health issues he's had, like, you know, the injury issues he's had in the past. He has said that to us before, that he plans, like, you know, he's hoping to stay healthy, plans on being healthy. And that if you watch, like, I covered the Big Ten, actually, when Rashad Bateman was playing at Minnesota, and you see the talent there, you know what I mean? I mean, he was incredible at Minnesota. So I'm hoping that, some of that, those issues, injury issues and all that stuff, will carry over into the season as well. But, I mean, you know, you think about that wideout room, the three veterans you have there, R.J. Flowers, Rashad Bateman, and Nelson Aguilar, and those guys have been together for a couple of years now. So I'm hoping that Bateman has a big, big year, too. I think a lot of people are anticipating that for him, including himself.
Yeah, Melissa, I agree with you. He needs a big year. Melissa Kim joined us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Melissa, I'm going to stick to the defense, that secondary, one of the deepest secondaries that I can remember for the Ravens in recent years, led by Nate Wiggins, the rookie corner out of Clemson. What's the realistic chance that this kid can be, you know, one of the top defenders, rookie defenders in the league?
Oh, I think the potential is very high. I mean, you see how fast he is, right? In the times that we've talked to him, and also to Marlon Humphrey about him. Marlon Humphrey loves this guy. I mean, he calls him, like, Nasty Nate or something like that. And Nate apparently is, like, not a fan of that name. But, you know, he's very, very fast, you know. And so I think that, again, we look at what this defense has done with its rookies in the past. You look at Kyle Hamilton. You know, I think there's going to be a bit of a learning curve. I think there is when you're thrust into that situation as a rookie. But I think that we can certainly expect him to be one of the league's best. I'm going to go out there and put that out there. I think that Nate has the potential to be one of the league's best, for sure.
One of the things I said, if you're looking at matchups this week across the NFL, one of the best ones has to be Travis Kelce going up against Kyle Hamilton, depending on how much we see it. What are your thoughts on that? Because I really get up for these one-on-one matchups when it involves pass catchers.
Oh, my gosh, same. Because you think about last season, right? I can see the touchdown in my head where literally Kyle did everything that he possibly could have. And, you know, Travis Kelce made that. I mean, that just goes to show how talented and how good both of those guys really are. That would probably be my number one matchup that I'm watching, too, because you have one of the league's top tight ends, the league's, if not the best safety in the league, in Kyle Hamilton. And it's going to be really, really fun to watch. With Travis Kelce, I'm sure he'll get the ball enough tonight. I don't know if how often, but I'm excited to watch it. You know, Kyle is obviously has replayed probably a lot of that over in his head too from last year, and you know that he is but ready for the rematch as well. I'll put it that way.
All right, Melissa, give us a winner. Who wins?
Okay, who is it?
I'm gonna go 28-20 Ravens.
Ooh,
28. I think this is a good test for them, but I'm expecting a lot out of Derrick Henry in this first game.
There you go. Hey, Melissa, thanks a lot. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, guys. You too.
All right. 410-583-1057.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Rosedale, get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, babe. To you, too.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. My score prediction is Ravens 28, Chiefs 24. Go Ravens. And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day too, man. Appreciate it.
You surprised at how many people are picking higher scoring games?
Yes, I am. I'm very surprised. I'm very, very surprised.
It's making me rethink my bet. I swear, total, everybody calls in.
Total illness is under 50, am I right?
I've seen it at 46 in some 46. Places. It was right around 48, started to drop.
Right.
Like some heavy money came in on the under initially. And then, like, the big thing with week one, especially the opening night, it's usually been underplays the past couple of years that have dominated.
Yeah, I ain't going over. I'm not going over.
I think I'm still going over. I don't know. I've flip-flopped on this way too much.
Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15. Maryland football coach Mike Lockley joins us at 9:30. But on the other side, Jeremy Kyle, you got a shovel of wisdom to give to someone?
Yes, I'm going to go with mistaken identity. People on social media that jump to take task at somebody else when you got the wrong damn person.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS, 1057 The Fan. Shovel's next.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
1057 The Fan.
Time to give shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS, 1057 The Fan. Shovels right now, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, my shovel's going to go to a lot of people in Brazil. So, if you missed it, Darius Slay, who plays for the Eagles, cornerback, well, big play Slay, he went on a, I don't know if what interview it was, maybe it was with Kay Adams or somebody, but he was talking about going to Brazil, where he said, I don't want my family to go because there's a lot of unrest there. I'm worried about the crime. Right. Stated a lot of things, which he's backtracked some of it now because I think somebody from the NFL started tugging on that jersey and saying, hey, Chief, you can't be doing that because we're going to make some money here and you're just going to have to deal with it and go down there. Problem that I have is people in Brazil went after Darius Slayton, to which he had to put out a tweet saying, dear people of Brazil, my name is Darius Slayton. I play wide receiver for the Giants. I am innocent. Apparently, people have just, and I don't know how many people are in Brazil or on X anymore, what the hell's going on down there with Elon Musk and everybody fighting, but...
Banned.
Yeah, so all these people that came at him, like, this has happened before, none worse so than what happened with Jerry Sandusky. Like, our Jerry Sandusky is a wonderful human being, an amazing guy. Penn State's Jerry Sandusky is one of the most despicable people. And how many times were people tagging him on Twitter where he had to go, that's not me. I'm Jerry with a G, for crying out loud. But poor Darius Slayton having to answer to all this hate mail. Do your research before you tag somebody.
I used to tag the wrong Joe LaCroix.
There was another one?
Remember that? Yeah, there was another Joe LaCroix.
Yeah, there was... Because I have to do double underscore on mine.
Yeah.
Because I think single underscore is taken, or there's just at Joe LaCroix, who is not me.
Mine is social media related to you, Jeremy. My shovel, once again, goes to people who don't understand, is just social media. So yesterday I put something up on, I was the highlight of the Orioles game was on MLB Network. I'm like, I made it to MLB Network, yay, which is, I guess the mated part. So someone said, you got some competition. Melanie hosted the whole show. And I said, well, no, not really competition because I don't want to do that. Jeremy, you and I have the same agent.
Mm-hmm.
And not at one point have I ever said to him, and he is very good, by the way. I never said to him, I want to go national because I don't have that desire. I would have done that early on in my career. I've been at this for 20 plus years. I would have done that early in my career. I don't have that desire. So the guy came back. Number one, he should have got a shovel for that. Why would you put on there a competition? But he came back and said, I'm just curious. If MLB Network came calling, would you go? Dude, we ain't friends. Facebook friend don't mean we friends.
Yeah, but I don't know
why. It's 5,000 of them. You think I got 5,000 friends? No, we ain't friends. Because if we were, you wouldn't have to ask me that on social media. We would have already had that conversation. If you have to ask me a question on social media, we ain't friends.
Yeah.
I'm not having that conversation with you in front of everybody else on social media. What has gotten into people to where they don't understand the difference between people that you know on social media and people that you know? Because my friends don't have to ask me that question. They already know the answer.
You know what it reminds me of is when you find out somebody died. They post something on social media and everybody's like, oh my God, what happened to him? Well, if you're not near the situation, if you're asking on Facebook, you probably don't need to know the answer.
Exactly.
People do that all the time where it's like, it, you're not required to get the information that you're asking for. You can ask for it, but I'm going to say no. Like, I don't owe you anything to tell you.
But why would you? Why would anybody discuss their career ambitions on social media with potential employers, with potential competitors? Why would you have that conversation? Why would a grown-ass man even ask you that? I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah. It's not for it's not personal media. It's social.
It's
the thing that did you discuss in a group, not one on one,
dude. It's
we ain't friends, man.
I get it. Like, and I'm sure there's some people at home that don't understand it. Like people will pry and ask you. Like, how many times have somebody sent me a message asking me about somebody else at the station? And I go, why am I going to tell you? Like, you want me to sit here and tell you what's going on? Like, people would ask me, like, what's going on with Ed Norris? And I'm going, he's out on medical leave. It's none of your business.
Oh, no, here's the one that gets me. Could you tell Jeremy, it's on social media, like, Jeremy's on social media. Jeremy's on the same platform that you're asking me to tell him something. Just tag him.
That's like when people tag me and says, can you tell Rob that he's my favorite host on the Big Bad Morning Show? And I said, first off, no. Secondly, no way in hell am I giving him that.
Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Doing good. So, I had a little bit of a work issue and had to go to court, so on. And I was given 25 hours of community service from the Harford County community, you know, from the Harford County Courthouse. I did 32 hours with the Episcopal Diocese of Baltimore. And the reason why Harford County gets a shovel is because they rolled back 5 of my hours and cheated me out of my time.
So now you got to go back and do more, or did you get in trouble for that?
No, sir. I went above and beyond what they asked, and I guess the only point is, you know, they discredited me with less than I did, and it's just dirty. I don't owe them anymore, no, sir.
Hmm. Well,
I guess my point is, if they discredited you, how do you get, if you refuse to do it, if they're saying you're 5 short, and your response is, I'm not doing it? Aren't community hours in lieu of time served in jail?
Mm. Yeah.
Aren't they in lieu of, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, if you don't do it.
I guess.
If you don't do it.
I guess some things get lost down there in Hazard County. I don't know. Hey,
Wait a minute, dude. You're not understanding what's going on here. Hold up. I got community service hours in lieu of going to jail, Joe. They said I'm 5 short and I'm not doing them. They're going to get their hours one way or the other,
does
man.
Does Kevin have proof that he did the other hours that they're saying he didn't do?
It's against the county. Your proof be damned. And you know that.
You don't know, Rob.
Your proof be damned. Hey, I paid my BG&E bill. Well, our record suggests that you did not. Who will win that battle, Jeremy?
BG&E.
There you go.
Did you see this one yet? So I was showing Rob a meme that was just sent to me. The quarterbacks in the AFC North.
I know
North.
Who's who.
Yeah. So Carlton is?
Carlton is, I know Pittsburgh. That's Jackson. Carlton Pittsburgh. To the left, that's Bill Cosby.
That's the Sean
Watson.
Macaulay Culkin is obviously... Joe Burrow.
I don't know why I couldn't get Pittsburgh.
Carlton is Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Which is
let's go to San Antonio and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? Hey, first of all, I just want to say that the rivalry isn't government cheese. All right? Second of all, my shovel goes out to everybody sleeping on the Ravens today. Okay? I'm talking all kinds of you-know-what at work, and I really need them to win today, and I think we got all the weapons we need. And y'all have yourselves a wonderful day.
You too, man. Look, I'm excited for tonight. It can't come soon enough. Got some afternoon baseball to kind of get you through the day and lead you into the evening. A couple of evening baseball games, which nobody's going to be watching. So it's just going to be all NFL. What?
My shot would go to him because he said rivalry. It's 1-4, man. Yeah. Ain't no rivalry.
I get what people
It'll
are saying.
It'll become a rivalry tonight if you beat them. If not,
three.
You're 1-5.
1-3.
1-3?
Yeah, still, Pat Mahomes. Mahomes against Lamar, he's 3-1.
Okay. Does that include the postseason?
Yeah.
I thought they played three times in the regular season.
That's what they were saying on ESPN all morning. That was 3-1.
I believe you.
I had to pause at first too, but
ain't a robbery yet. Beat them tonight is a robbery. Right now,
has Mahomes ever beat Snoop? Will we start him tonight? New rivalry.
He's the emergency third quarterback, okay. So that means two people have to get hurt for him to be there.
That's not even happening. Rick Ritter, Mike Locksley join us also in the 9 o'clock hour, but on the other side. It's the Daily Line, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, so NFL's back. We're going to talk a little bit about it. No college football tonight. Two games tomorrow night, so we'll get into that tomorrow. A baseball slate. I'll talk about how bullpens have just been screwing me over, and there's always that debate. Like, I'll talk about when we get back. So having an underplay, and you get a bunch of runs in one inning, but you put zeros up on the board, was your preparation right for the game, and you just got unlucky? Or was it just a bad play? We'll talk about it, and I'll give you the plays for tonight and tell you where I'm leaning in the Ravens game and a couple of props for the Ravens as well when we come back right here on The Fan.